Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, for listening to the show, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in. And those who are listening live via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Now, guys, the show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today, guys, you know, there's been so much stuff going on, and really, it's just too much going on now. You know, what seems to happen is that, you know, you get caught up into all this stuff that's going on. You get caught up into all the different, you get caught up into all the different things that are going on here and there and all over the place, right? And that causes us to start to get a bit, uneasy. All different levels. Y'all with me? And what I'm saying is that, you know, by listening to all these different things that's going on, stuff that's happening, and although it may not have anything to do with you, but when they put it on TV and you kind of grab a hold of it, you know, it starts to consume you. Okay? Starts to consume you. This thing about these girls that were caught up in this guy's home for years, it's starting to grab the whole American community. And, you know, I understand that. That's, you know, that's fine. You'd be concerned about things like that. And, you know, that's all well and good, because you start to get conscious of your own kids, if you have any, and, you know, the way that they carry themselves and how to think when a stranger may approach. So, you know, you start to think about, man, that was my kid that was taken away from me 10 years ago. Man, I'd still be a wreck. Okay, and I'd be a wreck now, because now she's shown up. I'd be a wreck now because I haven't seen her in 10 years. I'd be so happy, and at the same time, you know, so upset with this guy. I mean, I'm happy because he didn't do, you know, harm to her to kill her. You know, she wasn't found dead. She was found alive. And she's not, you know, this and that. So, people, look at the good stuff within this. Okay? Look at the good things within this. And that'll kind of help you to, you know, forgive this guy some for some things that he did. But there are some things that he did do right, and things he didn't do. And he didn't, you know, he didn't put these kids out of their misery. All right. So think about that, guys, because these things start to consume you so much that you miss what's right here at home, what's right here under your nose, what you need to be paying attention to, that's right here with you, within your, you know, maybe within your home or your apartment or whatever. And that's what you got to focus on, okay? Things that are right here with you. And the reason I'm saying this is because this weekend was the weekend to pay all of your attention to that special woman in your life, your mother. If she's still with you, And if you know, if she's still here, then yesterday should have been her day. Okay? To do all the things she wanted to do, to give her pretty much whatever she wanted. I mean, you can't give her everything, but to be able to give her whatever she wanted that you could provide, you know, that should have been done. And it's no more special a lady in this world than, you know, our mothers, all right? Mine has been gone for 8 years now, since 2005, and she's still, you know, one of the most important people in my life. Now, I'm going to say this too, and a lot of you guys may not like this, may not agree with this, or whatever. It's your opinion. This is my opinion, okay? My mom has been dead and gone for 8 years now. And I know a lot of you other people out there that have, you know, have lost their mom, that, you know, you may visit the grave site, you may visit the grave site a lot. And I'm not against that. I'm not knocking that at all. But I'm also thinking that, man, the only thing there is a body, okay? And that's not even the body anymore. It's just the skeletal remains. The final resting place of the skeletal remains. And I'm just being real here. The final resting place of the skeletal remains. Now, the spirit and the soul of your, you know, your mom has gone on upstairs to heaven to be with God. So the spirit is still living and will live eternally in heaven with God. So what I do is I you know, I pray to the man upstairs. I pray to him to relay a message on to my mom for, you know, for Mother's Day. I know she's gone. She's been gone for 8 years now. But again, the only thing that's actually here on earth is the, you know, remains, the final resting place, the remains at the cemetery. And like I said, that's just some skeletal remains. Her soul and her spirit is upstairs with God. So her soul, her spirit, and her image is upstairs with God. So that's who you communicate with. And you communicate with her through God. So when you pray to God, you ask him to relay a message to her. That's what I do. That's how I handle her not being here. Now, I do visit the gravesite. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not the one that does it once a week, once a month, you know, a lot. Y'all with me? But I do visit the gravesite, okay? I know there are hundreds and hundreds of people throughout the gravesites and throughout the graveyards yesterday. But like I said, what's there is just the final resting place of her skeletal remains. The soul and the spirit is upstairs in heaven. You guys with me? So talk to her through God to relay the message to her. Get it there. This is for people who have already lost their mom, and you know she's gone on to a better place. That was my intent of that message. Call into the show, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And today's show is what was Mother's Day to you? What was your Mother's Day like on yesterday? Like I said, my mom's been gone for a while. I miss her to the utmost. No one else can be that for me. So, you know, Mother's Day is tough on me. Although I got a wife and kids, so I put her in that position. Mother's Day thing, and I do everything for her, and I did everything for her on yesterday. That's what I live for on Mother's Day now, and doing things for my mother-in-law. That's what I live for now on Mother's Day. Okay? My mom's no longer here. When she was here, you know, I had to do a lot more. I had to do it for her, and for her. Y'all with me? My mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife. So, you know, Mother's Day is not trying for me because I had a great time as well. But there's a lot going on. I mean, I didn't even, you know, as I had so many things going on here, I really wasn't able to do a whole lot. And, you know, I didn't even talk to my sister until, you know, late into the evening to wish her a Mother's Day. And, you know, I did wish her a Mother's Day, but it was late. All right? But I did. All right? And so, how was your Mother's Day? What'd you guys do on Mother's Day? You know, I got up early yesterday morning and started doing stuff, started trying to get, you know, some breakfast together that she wanted, and think about this. I'm going to do a show on this one day. When you have, for me guys, for guys anyway, when you have something going on like a Mother's Day or something else where you're having to do stuff for other people or whatever, why do men wait until last minute to get this stuff done so you won't have to like get out and go get something? You with me? And all I'm talking about is going out to get some food that I needed for what I needed to do on yesterday, some different things that I needed in order to make yesterday work here at home. I didn't go out to eat. I'm not with that. I mean, I'm not kicking going out to eat, but four people going out to a nice restaurant, that'll probably cost you over $100. All right. I didn't spend that much buying the foods that I needed to prepare the meals that I needed to prepare for them on yesterday. Because I, you know, I got my wife, but I got my two girls, so that's two more mothers, really. So I got three little hens in my home that I have to take care of on Mother's Day, and that's the way I do it. So, but I had to go out and get food for the day on yesterday, or some food. We wanted something special, so I had to get out and get something special. But why didn't I get out Saturday night and get it? I don't know. I didn't feel like getting out Saturday night and getting it. I guess. Why didn't I get it Friday night? Friday night, I didn't feel like going out and getting it. But that's the way we men do. You know? But I have a lot of different stuff going on, so I have to kind of prioritize my time to get things done in a timely manner. Somebody asked me, "Hey Frank, I'm having something in July or something, 4th of July or something. Can you get to that?" I don't know. I probably can't answer that till maybe a week before the 4th of July. You know, something else may come up in between now and then. I understand you plan things out. But for me, I take it every 30 days at a time, baby. 30 days at a time. That's how I do it. But, you know, you guys may be different. 818-301-5834. What was your Mother's Day like yesterday? What was and what is Mother's Day to you? What is it? Mother's Day is a time to reflect back on your mother. Talk about how she was to you, what she meant to you. And as I talk, my voice starts to harden because, you know, my mom meant everything to me. And I didn't want her to go on when she went on. I didn't want her to pass on when she passed on. I want her to still be here now. I miss seeing her face. I miss talking to her. Miss doing things with her. So much. I mean, you've been with her all your life, man. How can you not miss her now? When she's gone and you'll never see her again. All you got is pictures. Maybe some video. It's tough. And I tell you, if you do have your mom here with you now, I hope you treated her like a queen yesterday. I hope you hugged her and kissed her on the cheek. I don't get to do that anymore, but I did when she was here. So, guys and girls, your mom is here with you now. Please. I know some people have, you know, don't have a great relationship with their mom like I did. Some people don't. Those are the people. I'm not talking to you. Because you don't have that relationship with your mom that I did. I'm talking to people that had a great relationship with their mom, talked to her every day, saw her as much as they could, had fun with her. She was everything to them. That's who I'm talking to. That's what my mom was like. We did so much together. I was the baby of the family. So, you know, I guess she took a special liking to me. So that's not a bad thing. I don't know anything else. I was the baby of the family. I can't help that I was the baby of the family. But that's the way it was. And so she took a special liking to me. Hey, I took a special liking to her. She did what she had to do with me. I mean, she disciplined me when I had to be disciplined. I love her for that. She taught me the way I needed to be taught. She couldn't be a dad to me, but she was there as a mom and a dad to me. Tell you guys, if you have your mother here with you, kneel. Hug her. Kiss her on the cheek. Give her money. Whatever you can give, give it. Not just money, time, whatever. Whatever you can give, give it. But when she's gone, man, it's hard. I know I'm spilling my guts here, but man, it's hard. This happens every Mother's Day. And to be where I am is nothing but a tribute to her. And I'll never give up. Because she never gave up. If you're in a spot where you think you have to give up, Neil, don't give up. Because she wouldn't have gave up. And she would have told you not to give up. I got a friend in New York going through culinary school. He's always putting out on Facebook how he's trying to, he can't do this and can't do that, so he gonna drop out of school. I send him messages back and forth saying, man, you done came this far, now you gonna drop out? Thought that was what you wanted to do. If it's what you wanted to do, get through it. You know, when I've never asked the chef what his grades were in culinary school. Have you? You just got to get through it. Get that degree or the diploma, whatever you're trying to get. Just get through it. Okay? And that's all I tell him. Because that's what my mom used to tell me. Hey, just get through it. Time gonna go by regardless of what you do. Time gonna go. We'll never get 10:30 Monday morning, May 13th back. It's over. It's gone. Never get it back. So keep going. Keep looking forward. The reason God put that hole behind you, when you know, I know this rough, but when you sit down and let out your waste, the reason that God put it behind you is say, hey, that's behind you. Look ahead. Go forward. Go forward, guys. Hope you had a great Mother's Day on yesterday. Take care of yourselves, and remember, hug that mama. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
All about, you can't take me for granted and smile.